It's 7:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. Elon Musk has already shaken up the car and space industries, and now he's setting his sights on the Texas power grid. Fred Martino explains.
Musk's electric vehicle company Tesla filed an application with the Texas Public Utility Commission to sell retail electricity in the state. Texas Monthly editor Russell Gold says multi-billionaire Musk sees the opportunity to make a lot of money.
Tesla has said as recently as last year on a call with investors, he thinks that the energy side of Tesla could ultimately be as big as the car side. Tesla's already involved in electricity. You know, they'll sell you solar panels. They'll sell you these Powerwall home batteries. And what people think Tesla's probably going to do is that they're going to kind of bundle this all together.
There's no word yet if Tesla's retail electricity will be carbon free. More information will be coming as paperwork is filed with the Public Utility Commission. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.
Much of the drama over this summer's special legislative sessions in Texas has focused on the governor's priority elections bill. Overshadowed in all of this, the Texas legislature did in fact pass several bills on voting during the regular session. As Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider reports, they're due to take effect on Wednesday, and most of the bills are very controversial.
Before he was elected to the state Senate in 2014, Republican Paul Bettencourt served as Harris County's tax assessor collector, then the county's voter registrar. He's remained passionate about the issue ever since. So this past March, he filed a raft of seven proposals he termed election integrity bills.
The genesis of the bills really came out of Harris County, especially on the Senate Bill 11, where we have 4,800 people registered at private UPS boxes around the county. And that's certainly enough to influence the outcome of local legislative races or district races of all types.
SB 1111 is one of three Bettencourt bills that passed and are about to take effect. It bans Texas voters from registering using a post office box as their address. Bettencourt's argument, no one lives in a 2x3-inch P.O. box. But his successor as registrar, Harris County Elections Administrator Isabel Longoria, says this misses the point.
It both assumes that voters are liars, assumes voters all have a typical situation of living at, you know, a home with four walls and a door, and then on top of that creates this very vague idea of who is supposed to get kicked off and how they get kicked off.
As in off the voter rolls. Longoria says SB 1111 specifically discriminates against minority and younger voters. The Latino civil rights organization LULAC is currently suing Harris County over the enforcement of it. Another new Bettencourt law going into effect is SB 1113, which enables the Secretary of State to deny voter registrars funds if they fail to remove certain individuals from the rolls.
The Senate Bill 1113 actually came from my experience 20 years ago as voter registrar when I cleaned up a voter roll that had 50,000 deceased and felon registrations on it. And the state actually compensated us for doing that.
Basically, Bettencourt argues, if you don't do the work, you shouldn't get paid. James Slattery is an attorney with the Texas Civil Rights Project.
I have thought of this bill and others like it as essentially a form of extortion by the state government.
Slattery says the law harkens back to a failed 2019 effort by Texas's then Secretary of State to purge the voter rolls of more than 90,000 alleged non-citizens.
This is a very big stick for the secretary to wield, and we know that they have not always been a good faith actor.
Not all the election laws due to take effect September 1st are so controversial. Bettencourt's third law, SB 1116, is designed to increase transparency on local government's websites, making election details easier to find. But then there's House Bill 3920, authored by Republican State Representative Jay Dean of Longview. It makes it harder to apply for a mail-in ballot for medical reasons. Disability advocates say the new law may discriminate against people with disabilities that can flare up without warning, like multiple sclerosis. Chase Bearden is deputy director of the Coalition of Texans with Disabilities.
I think for many in the disability community, it's just making sure that the idea behind this isn't to be a gotcha moment to come back and say, well, your disability doesn't make you disabled enough.
On the plus side, HB 3920 does appear to make it easier for pregnant women due around Election Day to request a mail-in ballot. There's also a bipartisan piece of legislation going into effect September 1st. HB 1382, produced by Democratic State Representative John Busey and Republican State Senator Brian Hughes, would enable people to track their mail-in ballots online to make sure they've been received. I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.